Hello, I'm Kevin Powell. I'm with the Civic Society, and we're on a walk through time looking at Victorian Nottingham and how the area changed in Victorian times. And it's part of the history of the town, and literally we get invited by Radio Nottingham to show people who really don't know this area. It's great, and I'll tell you one thing that's great about it, they're all new faces. Sometimes I do my walks and I look around and I think, oh, they've been on one, or they've been on one, but these are all new faces, so it's wonderful.
Hello! Hello.
My name's Liv McLaughlin, and we're currently on stage at Nottingham Playhouse, and I'm taking tours around showing people what happens sort of backstage, the bits that people don't normally get to see. Well, we're on stage now and we're about to go into what's known as the paint frame, where we paint the sets. We'll also be going into the props workshop, where they make all the stage props, and we'll be going into the wardrobe making room, where they do all the costumes as well.
My name's Stella from Mansfield. We heard the tour mentioned on Radio Nottingham, so we thought we'd come around and have a look. And it's been very interesting. Can't believe how much space and stairways and everything there is behind the stage of the playhouse. Looking at the wardrobe rooms and the props and where they paint the stages and the sets, and it's just been fascinating. It's been really interesting. We've done the tour of the council house as well today. I found that very interesting. And it certainly beats sitting at home on a Sunday watching telly all day.
So a very good afternoon, everybody. It's an amazing turnout. I can't believe it. It's really grand. We're going to have a very interesting walk around Snenton. Why did I choose this walk? Well, ages ago, we were looking at a new series of Homes and Away for East Midlands Today, and I said to them, have you ever seen the William Booth statue? To all the newsmen, went, no. So did you know there's a walk just quite close to where you go for your lunch? No. And I thought, hang on, this is a walk. And so I got passionate about doing this walk.
I'm Anne, I'm from Allerton.
I'm Jo, I'm from Beeston.
We've left the BBC building and walked through some rather attractive woods, seeing the autumn berries, and it's been quite pleasant.
I think it's great that they offer these things for free in the city, and more people should make advantage of it, really. I'm born and bred in Nottingham, I've never been here before, so it's really interesting for me.
I'm Grant Garner, wife Wendy.
Wendy, yeah.
We've come from Hucknall, but Wendy originally comes from Snenton, Port Arthur Road, so she's quite interested.
Quite nostalgic, this walk is, yeah. We've seen the church where we were married, and our wedding reception was at the Ginger Tom pub, which is near those flats, but that's gone. Really good. Very interesting. We'd have liked to try all of them, actually, when I saw how many were on the website, but it's really good.
It's very good.
Just some of those who enjoyed BBC Radio Nottingham's big walkabout yesterday. Loads of guided walks and tours across Nottinghamshire. Great way to discover more about where you live. And I did the walk with Kevin Powell. He was at the beginning there, around Victorian Nottingham, which was fascinating. You learn so much you didn't know about. Like the little bit of Maid Marian Way, which still has bits of the old castle wall in it. Did you know about that? I didn't know that. How many times have I walked up Maid Marian Way? So absolutely fascinating. Got a little note here as well from Paddy Tipping. He led the walk, which was a secret walk. I can tell you now that it went to the Gedling Colliery site. And that secret Nottinghamshire walk had 45 people in attendance. One person had recently had a triple heart bypass, Paddy tells me, and further heart problems. And another had just given up smoking. They also had Brian Clough on their walk, although spelt slightly differently, from the Nottinghamshire Footbaths Preservation Society. He was talking about the colliery's history. There were kestrels, there were buzzards, and one very exciting moment when a vole ran at one of the walker's trouser legs. See, that kind of thing didn't happen on my walk. So, Paddy, thank you for that. He says it was a big success, and a big thank you to BBC Radio Nottingham for organising it. So, 45 people on the secret walk.